Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave amen variation inside Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it so it feels like a real D&B section, not just a loop that repeats forever. The idea is simple. We take the raw energy of an amen break, push it into that 1990s rave and jungle flavor, and then shape it into something usable in a track. Something that can sit under bass, carry a drop, or give you a proper switch up with attitude. This technique sits right at the heart of drum and bass workflow. It lives in the drums, break editing, and arrangement mindset. And that matters for two reasons. Musically, the amen already has movement, but in a retro rave context you want it to feel intentional, chopped, accented, phrased, and able to support the bass line without getting in the way. Technically, if you process it badly, you lose punch, smear the transients, and clog the low-mid area so much that your sub and kick start fighting for space. So the goal here is not just to make the break sound bigger. The goal is to make it feel like a featured dancefloor phrase. Tough, fast-moving, a little chaotic in a controlled way, and still clean enough that the drums hit hard. Start with one solid amen source. That part matters more than people think. If the original break is too washed out, too thin, or too flat, no amount of processing is going to turn it into a killer variation. Drop it into an audio track, keep one copy as a full reference loop, and duplicate it for editing. That gives you a safety copy and a timing reference. Good workflow habit, always. If the break needs warping, lock it to the tempo cleanly, but don't over-polish it into something lifeless. For this kind of jungle and rave flavor, something around 165 to 174 BPM is a strong working range. And listen carefully here. What you want to hear is whether the snare still cracks after warping, and whether the ghost notes still pull the groove forward. If the answer is no, stop and choose a better source. A weak source almost always gets weaker after processing. Now we turn the loop into a phrase. That's the first real creative move. Slice it, edit it, or duplicate the clip and work directly in the arrangement or clip view. The goal is to create deliberate hits instead of leaving the break untouched. Think in terms of anchor hits, ghost hits, and re-entry hits. Your anchor hits are the kick, snare, and strong hat accents. Your ghost hits are the little mid-tick details and snare tails that create motion. And your re-entry hits are the slices that help the phrase restart after a gap. A good starting shape is an 8-bar idea with one clear change around bar 4 or bar 8. For example, let bars 1 and 2 play the full groove. In bars 3 and 4, remove a kick and let the snare lead. Then bring the groove back in bars 5 and 6 with one extra ghost hit. And by bars 7 and 8, set up a pickup fill into the next section. That's where this becomes arrangement, not just editing. Why this works in D&B is because the genre thrives on forward motion. The break can't just sit there. It has to phrase with the tune. If it changes too little, it sounds like a loop. If it changes too much, it stops being a D&B groove. So you want controlled variation. Enough movement to keep the ear engaged, but not so much that the drum identity disappears. At this point, choose your flavor. There are really two good directions here. One is raw jungle energy. Keep more of the original transients and bleed, allow a little dirt, use less corrective EQ, and preserve the natural swing. The other is cleaner retro rave punch. Tighten the slices more aggressively, reduce low mid clutter, use more deliberate filtering and saturation, and make the snare feel more presented. Both are valid. The track tells you which one to pick. If the bass line is busy or more neuro-leaning, the cleaner option usually wins. If you're leaning into darker jungle, retro roller energy, or old-school rave tension, the rawer option often feels more alive. What to listen for here is simple. Does the break feel like it belongs in the record, or does it sound pasted on? That tells you whether the balance is right. Now shape the tone with a stock Ableton chain. A really useful starting point is EQ 8 into saturator into drum bus. Use EQ 8 to clear unnecessary rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. If the break is clouding the bass, trim some low mid buildup around 180 to 350 Hz. And if the snare feels dull, a gentle lift around 2 to 4 kHz can help bring the crack forward. Then use saturator with moderate drive, usually somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. After that, drum bus can add density and smack, but don't overdo it. A little goes a long way with an amen. Another solid option is auto filter into compressor into glue compressor. Auto filter gives you arrangement movement. Compressor controls peaks if your chop gets spiky. And glue compressor lightly binds the slices together without crushing the life out of them. And this is important. The amen already has plenty of transient information. Your job is not to make it bigger in some generic way. Your job is to make the snare feel authoritative, the hats readable, and the low end obedient to the sub. What to listen for after processing is whether the break feels closer and more aggressive, or just fuzzier. If the transients flatten out, back off the compression before you blame the sample. Low end discipline is huge here. The break has to leave room for the kick and sub, especially in a proper DNB drop. Use EQ8 to remove hidden rumble. A high pass somewhere around 30 to 50 Hz is often enough. If the kick is living in a specific frequency area, you may need to carve more around 50 to 90 Hz depending on the sample. Keep the low frequencies centered. Don't widen the body of the break. If you want stereo movement, save it for hats, noise, or ambience. This is one of those places where club thinking matters. In a real DNB system, the sub should be focused and mono, the kick should be firm and short, and the amen should live mostly in the mids and tops. If the break sounds enormous solo but collapses when the bass comes in, the low-mid balance is the problem. Fix it at the source. Now add movement. Retro rave energy comes from contrast. Don't leave the break open and full the whole time. Automate it over 8 or 16 bars. A strong move might be full break and moderate saturation for bars 1 to 4. Then narrow the tone with auto filter in bars 5 and 6. Then strip out 1 or 2 hits in bar 7 for a breath. Then open it up and hit a fill in bar 8. That kind of movement makes the section feel alive. You can also automate filter cutoff, drive amount, or even device on and off. A movement between roughly 700 Hz and 4K Hz can make the section feel like it's opening up, without turning into a cheesy trance sweep. And that's the key here. In DNB, the arrangement should feel like micro-varination with a macro purpose. The break isn't just playing, it's steering momentum. At least once in the phrase, at a classic punctuation point, a fill, a stop, a pickup, a quick reverse slice, a one-beat snare choke. Keep it musical. For example, in bar 8 of an 8-bar phrase, mute the first half of the bar and let the last snare or hat pickup slam back into bar 1. That gives you a proper turnaround. What to listen for is whether the fill feels like an intentional cue. Does it make the next section feel bigger, not just busier? If it feels random, simplify it. One strong punctuation point is always better than a messy pile of slices. Once the groove and processing feel right, resample it. This is a huge workflow move. Bounce or resample the processed break to a new audio track. That way you stop endlessly tweaking one loop and start arranging with a finished sound. In a lot of DNB sessions, tracks get finished by variation, not by perfection. From there, make a few versions, maybe one with slightly busier ghost notes, one with fewer hits and more space, one with an extra fill for transitions. That gives you options without rebuilding the whole chain every time. Keep one version cleaner and more arrangement friendly. Keep another dirtier and more aggressive for impact moments. That kind of split is gold later in the tune. Now test it in context. Bring in your kick, sub, and bassline. This is where solo drums often fall apart, so be honest with yourself. Does the snare still punch through the bass? Is the kick and break relationship clear? Does the groove push forward, or does it fight itself? If the bass is busy, reduce the break density around the same rhythmic moments. If the bass is sparse, let the break take more space. That's the real dance floor decision. A useful arrangement shape might be a filtered break tease in the intro, a full amen variation in the first drop, a one-bar fill and an extra ghost hit in the second 8 bars, and then a second drop where the top-line accents evolve so it feels like the tune has moved forward instead of just repeating. A quick reminder here, don't chase detail for its own sake. If the section is already working against the bass, stop tweaking slice timing to death. In DNB, a slightly imperfect chop that drives is better than a perfectly edited one that has no urgency. That's a really important production mindset. For final polish, do a light balance pass. Lower the break if it's crowding the bass. If the top end gets harsh, trim a little around 6 to 10kHz with EQ8 instead of killing all the snare presence. Keep the stereo feel disciplined. And if the groove starts to feel muddy, check your saturation, check your low-mid buildup, and check whether the fill is overlapping with the kick or bass entry. Often the fix is subtractive. Remove one slice. Don't just keep piling on processing. Why this works in DNB is because the genre rewards clarity under pressure. The break can be nasty, nostalgic, gritty, and still mix-ready. But it has to know its role. The sub owns the bottom. The break owns the motion. The snare owns the impact. So the big takeaway is this. A strong retro rave amen variation is built by chopping with purpose, processing with restraint, and arranging for movement. Keep the break punchy. control the low end, use contrast across 8 or 16 bars, and always check it against the bass and kick, not just in solo. If you can hear a controlled, danceflow ready amen phrase with tension, grime, and clear phrasing, you've nailed it. Now for the practice. Build one 8-bar retro rave amen variation that can survive in a full DNB drop. Use only stock Ableton devices. Use one amen source only. Make exactly one main fill or turnaround. Keep the break mono compatible below the low mid area, and create at least one filter movement or density change across the 8 bars. When you're done, ask yourself three things. Does the snare still hit clearly when the bass is playing? Can you hear a deliberate change by bar 4 or bar 8? Does the phrase feel like it belongs in a real drop, not just a loop preview? That's the standard. Build it with intention, keep it moving, and let the break behave like part of a finished record. Go make it hit.